The night he left, I lay in bed for hours trying to sleep. My mind raced and my heart ached. I couldn't stand the silence, but there was no music I wanted to hear, no show I wanted to watch, no person I wanted to speak to. In search of a comforting sound, I reached for the stethoscope on my desk, placed the buds in my ears and the diaphragm on my own chest. I closed my eyes, cleared my head, and tried to concentrate on the familiar sounds. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. I instinctively analyzed them. 72 beats per minute, regular rate and rhythm. Normal S1, normal S2, no murmurs, rubs, or gallops. It was an ordinary heart. Steady, reliable, certain. I breathed a quiet sigh of relief. You're okay, I thought to myself. Apparently my heart was indifferent to heartbreak, and this fact brought me peace, so I continued to listen. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. It was a song I heard every day, with slight variations. The beat was at once universal and distinctly my own. The act of placing a stethoscope on another person's bare chest had always felt akin to a mechanic looking at an engine or a plumber taking a peek under the sink. Impersonal, objective, asymmetric. I was always on the outside looking in at an intricate machine, analyzing, critiquing, watching the drama unfold. I had seen hearts stop, hearts cut open, hearts repaired, hearts resumed their steady pace. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. But now, with the cold plastic disc laid on my own bare chest, I felt as though I had fallen in. I was at once the doctor and the patient, the scientist and the subject, the healer and the wounded. The fourth wall had shattered, and I suddenly realized I was part of the show all along, just another character in the human drama. I had not been studying medicine for 3 years. I had been studying it for 26, because medicine is ultimately an education in what it means to be human, and we are all practicing all the time. For a moment, I saw a piece of myself in every patient and felt a piece of every patient within me. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. Perhaps this was empathy, I thought, the ability to feel your patient's pain as your own and vice versa. Perhaps this was mindfulness, devoting your complete attention to the simple sounds of the present moment. Perhaps this was enlightenment, the understanding that you are small with respect to the universe, yet the entire universe is reflected in you. Or perhaps this was just an ordinary heart. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub.